Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, May 6th, and sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the president of the Commerce Humane Association, Jody McIntyre. Birthdays, quite a few. The Arctic explorer Robert Peary, born this day in 1856. Pioneering psychiatrist Sigmund Freud, also born May 6th, 1856, from the Biography Channel.
It took a while for the world to catch up to Sigmund Freud's ideas, but he always believed throughout his life that he would make an impact on the world. Well, in his taboo study of sex, Freud lifted the lid off of a society where sexual repression was a fact of life.
The great silent film star Rudolph Valentino, born this day in 1895. Filmmaker and actor Orson Welles, born May 6th, 1915. The great Willie Mays is 83 today. In his youth, he was the Say Hey Kid.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's Slumdog Man.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is 61. On this day in history, May 6th, 1937, the explosion of the Hindenburg dirigible as it prepared to land in Lakehurst, New Jersey.
The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it.
In 1954, 60 years ago today, Roger Bannister breaks the four-minute mile.
Any moment now, and we'll see the famous Bannister burst. And here he comes. Bannister goes streaking forward with about 250 yards to the tapes. Just look at his action as his long legs carry him nearer that world record. And Bannister has done it. Though he's out on his feet.
Number one on the charts this day in 1964, the great Louis Armstrong showing those upstart Beatles a thing or two with Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You lookin' swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You still growing, you still going strong.
On the KETR events calendar on Thursday of this week, a free bus trip to the Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma. You'll receive a discount at Butterfield's Buffet. The pickup will be in Commerce at 8 a.m. Thursday and Greenville at 8:30 a.m. The bus will leave Durant, Oklahoma for the return trip at 4 p.m. A free bus trip to the Choctaw Casino in Durant on Thursday. For more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from birthday boy Sigmund Freud. I cannot think of any need in childhood as strong as the need for a father's protection. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the president of the Commerce Humane Association, Jody McIntyre. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jody, we hear a lot about pit bulls in the news, and a lot of times it's not good news, and you hear a lot of different opinions about pit bulls, and obviously they're a very popular breed of dog, but at the same time, a lot of people are scared of them. So what's your point of view on pit bulls?
I don't think there's anything wrong with the breed. There's a lot wrong with the people that own the dogs a lot of times. Pit bulls are absolutely fantastic, family-oriented dogs, but their natural instinct when they get onto another animal is to shake, which causes them to be pretty efficient killers. That just has to do with the breed. That's what's bred into them. It doesn't mean that the dog instinctively is trying to go kill, but its instinct is when it grabs hold to shake, and that kills.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, just the physical makeup of the dog, very powerful dogs and big strong jaws do a lot of damage when they clamp down.
Their natural tendency, though, are to be big love bugs. They're very sweet, compassionate.
You do hear that from people.
Yeah. Again, my whole stance is there's nothing wrong with the breed. There's a lot wrong with the people that own the breed a lot of times. Mm-hmm. If you make a dog aggressive, it's going to be aggressive. It doesn't matter whether it's my German Shepherd or any other dog. It's just the pit bull, because of its size and its makeup, mm-hmm. is a lethal weapon when you've made it that way.
Mm-hmm. And so a pit bull might have the same reaction as, say, a German Shepherd, but because the pit bull is so much more powerful, so much more physically strong, and has those powerful jaws, and then also has that instinct of the shaking instinct, the intent might be the same on the two dogs, but the pit bull's got to do more damage.
That's right. You've really... when you're attacked by a pit bull, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting them off of another animal, a German Shepherd, you can easily get them off their feet and they'll let go. They quit their fight. The pit bull doesn't have that tendency. Once it's aggressive and it's moved in, it doesn't quit. It'll die. I swear you could kill the dog and it would still have the fight going in its mind.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's protection of its person, though. It's not because it's wanting to be aggressive. It's because it thinks that's what its person wants.
Mm-hmm. I do read people's comments about pit bulls, people who have pit bulls as pets who just swear by them, as you say, as being very, very affectionate good dogs as family pets.
Yeah, I just had a lady fly over from Germany to adopt a dog from us, and she said that's all you can get in Germany. They swear by them. They mm-hmm. think they're the best dog that walks the face of the earth. So
yeah. We're talking with Jody McIntyre, who's the president of the Commerce Humane Association, and we're kind of talking specifically today about pit bulls because we hear so much about them. There's probably a lot of misinformation about them. Are they more difficult to work with when they're brought to you at the animal shelter?
It's all according to whether they were handled properly before. The ones that are normally thrown out on us in our outside catch pen are normally pretty hard to deal with because they're scared. They don't know why they're there. They've normally not been treated really well. The ones that I pull out of the municipal shelters are normally 100% different. The majority of them have been pets. They're sweet. They've got great temperaments. They want to be a pleaser. I don't think of a breed out there that I deal with much that would do as much as a pit bull would do for you as a person once they've made that connection.
Mm-hmm.
They're people pleasers.
Mm-hmm. Would you recommend them as pets for a family? And I'm going to guess that you'll say it just depends on the family situation.
I really think it does depend on the family. I still have reservations about pit bulls with people that have little kids just because of their power and their ability to be killing machines, even when it's not intended. They can think easily that they're playing, but they can easily kill in that play action. I know my shepherd doesn't like babies. And if she was a pit bull, she probably would have gotten herself in trouble by now.
Mm-hmm.
I still have reservations about little kids and pit bulls.
Yeah, but adults.
Adults and your teenagers.
Yeah.
Great dogs. Great family dogs.
Interesting. And, well, we're about out of time. I know that you always like to leave us with a message of spay and neuter, right?
Please, spay and neuter, put us out of business. My goal is to not need us, that we're responsible enough that our pets aren't dying in the municipal shelters.
Yeah, good. Jody McIntyre is the president of the Commerce Humane Association. Thank you for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
As always. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.